You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, founder of Membership Geeks and Membership Academy. And this is the number one podcast for membership owners in the world. It is your weekly source of ideas, inspiration, and insight into this wonderful world of online memberships. If you are new to the podcast, I'm so glad you found us. Oh, you lucky, lucky person. You've got 420 some odd episodes that you could go back and binge. The great thing about this podcast, it's been running for almost 10 years now, and pretty much every single episode is evergreen. There is advice from episode 1, episode 2, episode 3 that is still as relevant today as it was back then. So I recommend that you hit subscribe in your podcast app to ensure you do not miss a single installment of the show. And you all know this stuff if you've been listening for a while, and you know that I appreciate you. If you have a moment of your time, just a minute or two, I would be so, so grateful if you could leave a nice positive review and rating, ideally 5 shiny stars, because I hope that you feel that this show is worth 5 stars, just to let me know how this podcast has helped you and your membership. And if you want, if you've already reviewed, let someone else know. Share it with a friend. Share it with other membership owners that you know. The more people we can reach, the more people we can help, the better I will feel about the impact we can make in the membership world. Anyway, let's dive into one of the most dangerous questions you'll ever see in a Facebook group. And I say this knowing from my group of nearly 20,000 membership owners that this question, oh, it's dangerous. And the question is, hey, what's the best membership plugin? Now, this sounds like an innocent enough question, right? It's just a humble prospective membership owner trying to get some help on something fairly basic. But what do they get every single time? A tidal wave of recommendations, hot takes, hard opinions, and honestly, absolute nonsense from all sorts of different angles. People saying, oh, well, I swear by this one, it's amazing. Someone else says, oh no, avoid that plugin at all costs, it ruined my life. And inevitably, at some point, someone will drop an affiliate link, and 5 minutes later, after asking that question, you're more confused than when you started. And look, it's an obvious question to ask. I wouldn't blame anyone for asking the question. If you are in a Facebook group for business owners, a Facebook group with tech support, or a group like ours over at talkmemberships.com, where everyone in there is a membership owner, it's an obvious question to ask. And there's a lot of membership plugins out there. So of course, you would look for recommendations. You're trying to get some help in navigating this stuff. And unless you live and breathe memberships like we do here, it can be really hard to get useful recommendations and to separate the valuable input from the total nonsense. So today I want to help you to cut through the noise, not by telling you what plugin to use, because I don't know your business, I don't know your plans, and I'm not going to pretend that there's one perfect membership plugin to rule them all. There is no one-size-fits-all answer. But by showing you how to make sure that you're getting good, reliable advice that's actually relevant to you, and how to avoid the kind of advice that will steer you in the wrong direction and potentially mess up your membership. So, what is the problem with asking, what's the best membership plugin? Truth is, most people mean well when they answer that question with a recommendation, but the issue is they're almost always answering from their own limited experience. If someone's used one plugin and it worked well for them, they're going to recommend that to everyone because it's all they know. If all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? So they're not lying to you, they're not trying to mislead you, they just don't know enough to give you the full picture, and they don't have the understanding of how their needs might differ from the needs you have. It's like asking someone what the best car is, and they say, well, hey, I drive a Ford Focus, so that's definitely the best one. It's not really useful information. You're not getting a comparison, you're just getting a snapshot of one person's experience. And the loudest voices in those discussions when you ask for advice publicly are usually people who've only ever used one or two plugins, or it's people who are affiliates for a particular plugin. And so, of course, they spot an opportunity to make a little bit of money from making a recommendation. Or there might be people who are kind of, you know, maybe they're course creators, maybe they're just a generalist, maybe they're a VA, maybe they are a web developer who, you know, they're not specializing in memberships. They have no reason to have understanding of the full range of options available. They maybe don't understand the nuance of memberships, but they've got a take anyway. Or worst of all, they're just parroting what they've heard elsewhere without any hands-on experience. So your research ends up being a jumbled up echo chamber of recycled advice, biased opinions, and outdated information. And when you make your tech decision based on that, you're setting yourself up for headaches later on. And the thing is, plugin choice really matters a lot. There will be some people who say, hey, it doesn't really matter what plugin you use, just pick one, get started, and just change later on down the road. But it's actually very difficult to change your software once your membership's up and running. And while I get where that kind of advice of just saying, hey, don't worry about the tech, just get things going, I get where that's coming from, because, you know, you don't want to be sitting there frozen and not making progress because you're overthinking the tech side. But that advice is also a little reckless. Because here's the thing, your plugin's not just a tech tool that you can switch in and switch out. It's the foundation of your membership. It dictates how your content's delivered, how your members access that content, how they access your website, how you take payments, handle renewals, issue refunds, upsell, downsell, pause, cancel. It is the engine. This isn't just about ticking a tech box. This is about your entire business model running smoothly or not. So yeah, it kind of does matter that you research and make the right call on which plugin to use. And we have resources at membershipgeeks.com/plugins. You'll find our plugin charts. They help you not only with some direction, but also compare some of the main plugins too. But you don't need to obsess over every tiny detail. You just need to make a smart choice based on your needs. So how do you know if someone's advice about membership plugins is actually worth taking? Here's what I'd be looking for. Number one, are they asking about your business? Anyone who offers you advice on plugins or software but doesn't ask what your membership actually is, what you're offering, how you want to run it, what features you need, they're just giving you generic advice with zero basis. And generic advice is dangerous for your membership. Number two, have they actually used more than one plugin? Feel free to ask them in a follow-up. If their whole argument is, well, this is the best plugin because it's the one I use, that's not a recommendation, that's a testimonial. Helpful maybe, but not complete. Number three, are they being transparent? If their recommendation comes with an affiliate link, that is a red flag. Look, we have affiliate relationships with pretty much all the plugin companies and software companies for memberships. That's actually how we can be unbiased, because we're not incentivized by one more than the other, and it's a tiny part of our business. So affiliate commission, affiliate links, being affiliates for products, that's not the problem. In fact, as a membership owner, it's worth having affiliates for your membership. But the issue is when someone's advice is clearly more about earning a commission than it is about solving your problem. And also consider, are they up to date? The membership plugin space changes constantly. What was true 2 years ago, heck, even 6 months ago, might not be true today. You want advice from people who are actually involved in the membership space now, not just coasting on some research they might have done back in 2018. So let's zoom out and talk about the real criteria you should be using to decide what membership plugin is right for you. These are the actual questions that matter. So really consider this stuff before you start seeking out opinions and recommendations. Number one, what type of content are you delivering? Are you offering courses? Are you going to have a content library? Will there be coaching elements, a community? Will there be a mix of all these things? Different plugins are better suited to different models, different content formats. Some have built-in course features, some don't. Some are great for gated content with paywalls. Others Work better with e-commerce integrations where you might have other products. You need to know what you're actually delivering in order to find something that will fit exactly what you need. Number two, how hands-on do you want to be with the tech? Some plugins give you endless control and customization, but require more technical confidence and competence. Others are simpler, they're more locked down, they're more basic, but a lot easier to manage. So be honest with yourself here. If you're not technically inclined, don't pick the most complex plugin just because someone says it's the most powerful, it's the most flexible, you can do everything with it. That might be true, but you may need a lot more tech skills than you have or you're willing to develop in order to fully tap in to the potential of some of those plugins that are recommended. A key one is, what are the tools you're using? Your email platform, your payment processor, your CRM, your WordPress theme. Make sure the plugin that you're looking at actually integrates well with the rest of your tech stack, or you're going to be stuck with messy workarounds. And are you thinking short or long term? Some plugins are great for getting up and running fast, but they'll hit a wall when it comes to scaling. Others are built with growth in mind. They'll grow with you, but might take a bit more time to set up properly. You've got to balance where you are now with where you're going. And also think about, what is the support like, the customer support? Because eventually you're going to need support from your plugin company. And when you do, you'll want a team that's responsive, knowledgeable, and actually gives a damn about what you're doing. Don't just rely on sales messages and sales pages. Dig into the documentation. Test out the help desk. Send a message to their support team with questions. Dive into a community if they have one available. Are the posts getting answered? Are users happy? And one final thing before we wrap this up, just remember that when you're starting an online membership, that means you are in the online business world, and the online business world is filled with hype. And a little bit of shaming too, because you'll see people saying, oh, you're thinking of using that plugin? Oh, that plugin's so basic. The real pros use this other plugin. Ignore that. You're not trying to win some imaginary tech battle. You're trying to run a profitable, sustainable business that serves your members well. If your plugin does what you need it to do and it doesn't give you a headache, you're all good. Don't get sucked into the hype. Don't fall for that kind of, oh, well, you know, if you're really serious about your business, this is the tool you need to be using. Yeah, it's nonsense. The right tool for the job is the one that does precisely what you need it to do. So, to sum all of this up, you've got to be skeptical of generic advice given when you ask for recommendations on membership plugins, particularly in Facebook groups. People mean well, but they're not usually the right people to be recommending things. Ask smart questions. Actually give some context, give information. If you're going to ask for recommendations for a membership plugin, make sure you've asked yourself the questions that I've suggested first and provide that information. Tell people what your needs are. Tell them what functionality you require. Tell them what tools you need your membership plugin to integrate with and all of that sort of stuff. So ask smart questions of yourself, but ask smart questions of the people who give recommendations and pay attention to whether someone's advice is rooted in actual experience. Have they used just the plugin they're recommending? Have they used a variety? Are they technically advanced? Are they an affiliate? And choose your plugin based on your membership model, your tech confidence, and your growth goals, not on hype, not on herd mentality, and not on affiliate marketing tactics. And remember, good tools will not make a bad membership work, but the wrong tools can definitely get in your way. Now, if you do want help figuring this stuff out, that is literally what we do at Membership Academy. We don't just endorse a single plugin. We don't just toss out random names and hope for the best. We help you choose, set up, and succeed with the right tools for your business. We've got guidance in our membership roadmap, and we have tech set up walkthroughs that take you through all the main membership plugins that there are out there for WordPress. And of course, we have a community where you can ask for recommendations and know that you're getting good advice. So if you're struggling, come join us at Membership Academy. But if you're going it alone, I hope today's episode has helped you out. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time on the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.